going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back as usual, and today we're getting into gifts. That's right. You know, the gift of everything. I've been very fortunate, and I've been very inspiring in ways that I am influencing not only people around me, but I'm actually giving the gift to a lot of people. And, you know, I realized that, you know, this one girl that has been very cash strong and, you know, she has a lot saved up but doesn't want to touch it. She's been living with the parent who's very aggressive and tells her to do things and she can't date specific people. And I'm like, you know what, how can I go about really changing her life? And I said, you know what, let me gift a purchase to her in terms of having a 1-year membership on us, you know, on a specific website to help her with her personal growth journey. You know, sometimes outside of our daily routine, our task, our activities, maybe taking care of your kids, answering emails and all that stuff, we kind of forget and we lose sight of that main thing, relationships. And so when we think about gifting things and appreciation in general, you don't always want to just wake up and just be very reactive to the day. You know, just having a bunch of coffee and not taking care of you. You know, first thing you want to do is, you know, start your day with appreciation. You know, maybe, you know, the first activity you could do is like send 5 audios to family members, friends, teammates, students, whatever it may be, or cheering them on, giving them a positive message. You know, sometimes I do a podcast in the morning once I wake up, you know, and yes, I do have a tendency of being a little bit reactive, but all I do is check WhatsApp. All I do is check the messages on Instagram. I'm not a scroller. I never scroll on Instagram. You know, sometimes I do check out stories, but I don't find myself checking out stories all the time. If I look at my timer on my iPhone, I could see how much time I actually spent on Instagram, and I've lowered and cut my social media usage in half over the past couple of days, just because there's just not much use to it. If there aren't any messages, you're never going to see me scrolling on Facebook, and that's not the first thing you want to do when you wake up. The thing is, if I do look at my WhatsApp messages and there are business things and people who are sending their homework, I don't want other people's agenda to be part of my zen time. And that zen time is everything, I'm telling you guys. You know, this is why I don't take classes after 8 p.m. anymore. As a matter of fact, what had just happened was I got a message from my job, and they're like, and the girl's like, Arsenio, look, we're going to have to, you know, the student has requested another teacher. And it's because, you know, your time and his time, it just doesn't match up. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Because, you know, it's a Thai student. They pay me like, it's not through my business, right? Period. And the thing is, I don't want him to be all in my schedule when there are other people who have paid more and give more fucks than him. And so, you know, when I'm able to finally cut that out of my evening routine and say, hey, listen, I can only do 1 hour on Wednesday. Hey, listen, I got to cancel. Hey, listen, I'm coming from a training. I already made da 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 da. I don't want to do I don't want to do class tonight. And I can't always cancel him because he's got a deadline. And they're like, oh, well, you requested another teacher. And I'm like, fantastic. Thank you so much. Because to be honest with you, I have other students who actually give me 120% that need that time slot. So thank you so much. And, you know, I learned so much from this process because, like, at 8 p.m., instead of having reactive, disgusting media that's breathing down my neck and, like, literally, like, you know, waking up and, you know, having that on my conscience, it's, you know, that is when you don't protect your peace. That's when you can't give appreciation and have appreciation for what had gone right that specific day. I could tell you right now, if I go into my evening journal at about 8 p.m., right, and I go into it, and I'm going to say, okay, Arsenio, what did you hear that was beautiful? What did you say that was beautiful? What did you see that was beautiful? You know, and like me, I'm over here walking all over the goddamn place, walking to the left, to the right of this little business district, about 5 kilometers away from where I am, trying to hurry up and find a suit shop. And then I'm like, oh my God, please let me know that this guy's, there. And so I walk in, I walk a little bit further back. I see this suit shop. I walk in, Nepalese guy, third generation, right in the heart of the business district. And I hurry up and I got fitted in everything, 3 shirts, 2 pants, and all these clothes. And you know what? This is the craziest thing because I'm buying this from a place of Zen now. And that's something I would write in my journal, like, oh my God, I'm finally investing into new clothes again. And I'm not doing it for anyone else. The reason why I kept buying clothes in 2015, 16, and 17, one, I was pressured by the Indian guy. That's number one. This guy today, he just let me pick whatever. He said, okay, you just want 2? Fantastic. He didn't say, hey, you could get 3. And no, he didn't do that. And that's the most beautiful thing on the planet. That is something I would write down in my journal. And when I recount and have that recollection of positive things that happened to me throughout the day, my subconscious mind is working on the gratitude side of that specific day and ensuring that the next day I'm going to get even more into my life. See, when we look at this and we try rah-rahing other people on and say, come on, you can do it. Come on, you got it in you. You could do this, you could do that. It shows that we appreciate those relationships, And sometimes we don't appreciate relationships until nighttime because, when you're at work, it's all about emails. It's about me giving myself to my students. It's about, me being a quality role model. Me, impacting them with my good energy. But the thing is, even through this podcast, my ESL podcast, people are impacted through my good energy. And that's a way that I show that appreciation. So maybe there's someone struggling in their marriage. Maybe, they're dealing with a death. Maybe someone has a big interview. Maybe someone has a big test. These are the different audios that you're going to send them and say, hey, listen, you got this. You're going to make it out of this, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's why, and the reason for doing that, it's because I'm a personal development a journey in 20 at the beginning of 2016 when I picked up Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. Book's still right over there on my shelf. And when I picked up that book and I made it a way of my life, I didn't know it was going to transform my life 5 years later into the beauty it is in right now. See, when I first got into personal development, it was right before, I believe it was right before my 29th birthday, if I'm not mistaken, or before my 28th birthday. And because I was full of a lot of anger, I was full of a lot of judgment, I was full of a lot of hurt and pain. You could only imagine that anytime I would see a white guy in public, I would immediately judge him, saying, oh, it's easy for you to get a job or a girl here because you're in Asia. See, when you start experiencing something like that could be very dangerous. And when that was happening in 2015, 2016, 2017, I started saying to myself, like, you know what? I got to start doing this inner work. And so now, of course, yeah, I end up doing the same, no, not the doing the same thing, but I experience things, but nowhere near the degree it used to be. When there we go. I saw a guy on, what is it, a guy on the train who was, I don't know who he was, some kind of foreigner, and I saw him with the Thai girl. I made no judgment. And I said, good job. However, I did smell I smelled the stench of alcohol on this guy. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. And anyways, I'm like, okay, whatever. That's you. That's your life. That's a transformation. That's a personal transformation. That's something that I am now at peace with myself because I don't, there was another time I was walking up the stairs and I saw this really tall white guy and I saw a Thai girl. No judgment whatsoever, walked right by. As a matter of fact, she was just looking dead into my eyes. Another time I went with a fair weather friend, the one that I just released from my life as of like 24 hours ago. There was this Thai woman with this white guy that she just kept looking at me when she was with him. And I was just like, okay. But I no longer judge. It looking at me as a way as, hey, you got it going on. You know what I mean? People will show you that you still got it going on. And it's just, I'm not coming from that bitter place anymore. And people need you. People need that supportive community, such as what this podcast is, such as what my ESL podcast is, and you have no idea. But if you care more about your personal development and you start speaking about it, other people will look up to you as a role model figure, right? And so if you're the person who's like, oh, I heard this and ooh, I want to execute on this. Ooh, I got this very good idea. I want to do this. I want to move my conversations into action and do this. People are going to start looking up to you and say, man, this guy's really, he's got it. And they're going to be naturally drawn to you. I can tell you that right now because of look at where I am 5 years ago. And I am so happy that I have all the segments. As a matter of fact, I wish I could bring it up, and I'm hoping that I could bring it up on an audio. I saved it already. But this was the day that I actually had come home. And I believe, I don't know if this happened on a Monday or if this happened on a Saturday. It was definitely dark out. But this is when I came home and I was berated. And today marks the day that I ended up like saying to myself, okay, I quit this job. And it was on a Saturday. And I remember it was during one of my classes with this specific girl. And I remember, you guys know the whole story. Hey, if you want to continue working here, you have to da 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 da. You know what I mean? I documented that journey. That video is on my Facebook. Didn't even know. My journey from 2016 to see where I was to see where I am now is all documented. And that's the most beautiful thing. And so, with that being said, people look up to me in different ways that I don't even know, getting these beautiful messages. It's all a gift. It's a gift that I never thought I had. And then now that I am expressing it with other people, now, I'm approaching that 400,000 play mark, almost a 500,000 downloads. And I'm pretty sure I'll hit that 500,000 download anytime between May or June next year. Unless, my podcast begins to continue souring. But in saying that, you need to build that supportive community. And you gotta, again, we talked about peace, but also you need to be that support that people don't have. You need to send those voice messages. I remember Gary V. Oh man, this had to be before COVID, 2019. It was right before Christmas, too. And I forgot what his challenge was, but he was like, send a voice message to someone, tell them that you love them and hope you all is well. And you know what? I got a lot of responses from people saying, oh my God, I needed that so much. Some other people were like, what do you need? I'm like, excuse me. I remember saying it to an old friend who I don't consider a friend anymore. I do not contact her anymore, the nurse out there in Arizona. I remember sending it to her. And she's like, what's wrong? Because she only knows old me. You know what I mean? But to get the responses from people and saying you and giving them that encouragement, you can be their backbone. And you have no idea that you could, but I'm telling you now. So for today, wake up. I'm challenging you. Wake up and send that support to someone and say, thanks for everything. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you crush it at the interview today. I hope you have a magnificent Thanksgiving. You have no idea what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving. When I wake up Thanksgiving morning, I'm going to send messages to Andre. I'm going to send messages to Billy, to Cassie, to Joe. I'm going to, all the people I've known in my past and people who are in my Facebook Messenger, whatever it is, I'm sending love. I'm sending grace. I'm sending it all. And, I'm just going to be so grateful. And just let that feeling of gratitude just pour out of my soul. And that's the beauty of it all. And so I'm challenging you to send five audios to someone, giving them that rah-rah and being that supportive community that they desperately need. I'm your host as always, over and out.